We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton. My guest is civil rights lawyer Mally Davis. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing well. Today we're talking about the case involving the death of little 8-year-old Sequoria Turner. She was shot and killed on July 4th, 2020, a few days following the death of Rayshard Brooks, both deaths occurring outside a Wendy's restaurant on University Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia. So, tell us how you're connected with the case of Sequoria Turner, Attorney Davis.
So, Maria, Sean Williams of the Cochran Firm and the Davis-Bozeman Law Firm represent the family of Sequoria Turner. So we have, up until this point, really focused our attention on trying to identify the shooters, those men who were armed out there on July 4th and who shot and ultimately shooting Sequoria in the back and killing her. And so we've been working with the family and community to just try to have someone come forward and acknowledge their involvement in it. It's been over 100 days now since Sequoria was murdered. And so we have added to our fight for justice, the fight for civil justice and the need to hold the city of Atlanta accountable.
Now when you say hold the city of Atlanta accountable, now what do you feel the city has done to where it needs to be held accountable for something in this situation?
So what the city knew prior to Sequoria's death on July 4th was that University Avenue was being occupied and at times barricaded by armed men, men who had shown the willingness to fire their guns and shoot people, as well as physically assault people. And so what we know, including from an interview done by a city councilwoman, Joy Shepherd, was that she didn't even feel safe going over there after dark, that it was a different kind of energy, and she didn't feel safe. Yet she convinced the mayor to stand down and not have the police engage that area. And so the police admittedly were not engaging in any proactive policing. They were not coming out to any calls in the area. And so they allowed this block, this city block, to become lawless, violent, and dangerous, which led directly to the death of Sequoria Turner on July 4th.
Everyone, we're talking to local civil rights attorney Mally Davis about little Sequoria Turner. We're about to get to why we're talking today. Attorney Davis says they're now seeking civil action when it comes to the case involving the little girl's death. You hold the city accountable for what occurred that night. You say that the city knew that the area we're talking about on University Ave outside what had become a burned out Wendy's restaurant, which had previously been the site of the shooting death by Atlanta police officers of Rayshard Brooks, and then a few days later at a barricade by, I guess we can call them protesters, so to speak, with guns, little Sequoria Turner was shot and killed while riding in a car with her mother and someone else. Now, you say that the city should be held responsible. So what is it that you are planning to bring in terms of civil action against the city, Attorney Davis?
The first thing we had to do was file what's called an ante litem notice. We had to put the city on notice that they essentially have 30 days before we are able to file a lawsuit. So within that 30 days, they can decide that they want to address this. They can decide that they want to step up and try to make this right for this family. If not, we will, after that 30 days expires, we will file a civil action. And that action will include the city of Atlanta, the mayor, Councilwoman Joy Shepherd, as well as interim police chief Rodney Bryant. And so we just, unfortunately, don't have any other options in terms of trying to make this part of it right. And so that's what we're planning on doing. That's what we're prepared to do. It is very unfortunate. We have, myself as well as Sean Williams, have worked closely with the city on trying to revise the use of force procedures. We've worked and supported the mayor, as well as just, again, trying to make the city be as progressive as possible. But this is a call for justice that we are required to step up and do what's necessary on behalf of this family.
What are the numbers here when it comes to the civil action?
So there's a requirement that when you file an anti-litem that you give a specific amount. And so we're given specific amounts, but if this isn't resolved, we would just like a jury to decide what is appropriate. But the specific amounts that we were required to put into our anti-litem notice was $12 million for the wrongful death of Sequoia, $3 million for what the mother endured, and $2 million for what the driver of the vehicle endured during this very unbelievable terror of an evening that happened on July 4th. It was something that no one could have ever imagined for Miss Turner to have to try to stop the bleeding in the back of her daughter, who was shot in the back.
How did you come up with the numbers, Attorney Davis?
We've looked around the country at some of the resolutions of cases at other cities. We believe that Atlanta should be a city that addresses when they are wrong and they are resulting in the death of citizens. They should step up like other cities, like Louisville, like New York, like Chicago. These are all cities who have addressed their wrongdoings with sizable civil settlements. And Atlanta should be no different. Atlanta has to make amends for this tragedy. And as we know, there is no amount of money that can ever fix what has happened to this bright, shining light who was Sequoia Turner. But what we do know is that this is the system that we have. It's a part of a justice call that has to be made, and that's what we're engaging in. And we'll continue to work with the Cochran firm and Attorney Sean Williams and Sam Starks to ensure that this family is represented to the fullest.
We've been talking to Attorney Molly Davis. Sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Maria. We appreciate you. We appreciate your voice and all of V103 WAOK listeners for keeping an eye and continuing to lift this family up in prayer. There's not a day that goes by that the mother and father's hearts are not broken. But we know that with support and prayer and time, that it will never be the same, but they will be able to find a new normal, that they'll be able to live and breathe again in ways that they just haven't been able to since the death of their precious daughter.
Everyone, thank you for listening. I'm Maria Boynton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.